Welcome everyone, I'm Laura Hernández and this is Company Culture Matters by Nailed It. In this episode, we will learn how to keep employee satisfaction high in the workplace with José Cortizo, alias Corti, Chief Marketing Officer at Product Hackers.
Don't defend yourself, don't defend your company, understand what your employees are saying, don't take it personal because it's not personal, and try to understand if there is something more important behind the words of your employees.
It doesn't take too much effort to work on our employees' satisfaction. They want to work in a healthy and caring environment, to be listened, respected, and trusted, and develop their career in a company that offers them growth opportunities. This episode of Company Culture Matters focuses on understanding how to work on employee satisfaction and always keep a high level in the workplace. With Corti, we will learn how to start working on our employee satisfaction and what we should focus on when giving feedback to employees. We will also learn how to balance our daily work without forgetting about our people, and what we should do and not do to develop and sustain a good level of employee satisfaction at work. José Cortizo, alias Corti, Chief Marketing Officer at Product Hackers. We are very glad you've decided to participate in this episode.
Thank you for having me here. I really like to talk about this topic with you.
We are especially happy, Corti, because Product Hackers has recently been recognized because of their high level of employee satisfaction. What would you say has helped Product Hackers to achieve this recognition?
It's been really a good news for us because knowing that your people is happy working in your company is something we are really proud of. And the causes of this, I think maybe is that because we think and we are pretty sure and we work for it that our people is our main asset. We are an agency where what we sell is the creativity and the capacity of our people. In fact, we solve our customers' problems. So if we don't have the best people, we wouldn't be able to solve the hardest growth problems that our customers have. So in the roots of the company is having the most powerful employees, the people that can transform Product Hackers in something bigger. And knowing that, you start investing time in creating a good environment because actually there are a lot of opportunities to work all around the world. People can work remotely from whenever they want to other countries. So if we don't have a good environment, we are pretty sure the our best people will go to work everywhere else. So for us, it's pretty important. Most of the time, I think we don't know exactly what we are doing. We are really worried about our people, but we are always thinking about what we can do. So I think we are in a constant search for this satisfaction. In order to do this, we ask a lot of times to our employees what we can improve, and we have always like this a constant question, a constant way to improve ourselves, trying to be better. And I will say also that using Nailed It has helped a lot to us for this because we have been able to automate all this process, start monitoring, and have a one place where we have all the information. Previous to using Nailed It, we were doing some things using Typeform or Google Forms or whatever, but we started to have a lot of information in several places. We really didn't know the current status of our people, and since we started to use Nailed It, we have like the an operating system for our employee satisfaction, and is every time easier to know how the people is and what to do at every time.
Definitely, employee satisfaction is something that really matters in a company because working on making our employees happier has a direct impact on our company success and growth perspective. Corti, for a company that doesn't know where to start or doesn't have a clear idea of what working on employee satisfaction means, How do we set up the basis of employee satisfaction?
For me, you need to start thinking on really if you really care about your employees. And it's like a hard question, but I know some businesses that are more like a factory where people doesn't matter to their managers. It's hard, it's weird, but that's a reality. So if you don't care about your employees, then you are lost, especially in some environments, especially in tech. And that's a bad thing. But if you really care, then you have the best starting point. Worrying all the time about something is the best way to find the options to solve it. I think also you need to create like safe zones, safe areas where people can talk to you and give you feedback. Some of them can be face to face or be a call or whatever, but you also need to give options for people to give feedback in an anonymous way. So because sometimes people doesn't want to make like a confrontation with you, they only want to change things or to have a better environment, and not everyone is able to talk to you. Like you need to change this. So you need to give these safe areas where they can communicate. I think you also need to monitor if everything goes okay, because a lot of the times when you are a manager, your day-to-day focus is in other parts, is maybe in customers, maybe in growth or whatever. You can be like several weeks without talking to all your team. And during that time, maybe someone is having a bad time, or something happens that is creating a bad working environment or whatever. So if you don't have that information, you can't act in that moment. So for me, monitor the satisfaction of every employee at every time is something really, really important. And then if you are monitoring that, then you need to do like two things. The first one is to act if something goes bad. I know a lot of people that knows that something is happening to one employee or to part of their team, and they like look to other place and say, okay, they will be able to arrange everything. But I think that's not the way. You need to act. You need to ask what's happening. You need to ask if you can do something to improve it. Also, leaving a space to your team to arrange things, but be always like looking for your team. And be eager to learn more every time, because I have more and more questions than answers relating to employee satisfaction. So you need to be like reading, talking to people, listening to podcasts like this one to understand how other companies are working in this. I think everything has to be done, and you need to learn a lot of things.
And also, Corti, giving feedback and listening to our people is key towards strengthening our employee satisfaction. So what should we focus on when talking to our employees in order to increase their level of satisfaction?
Okay, this is, I think, is a really important point, because it's not so easy talking to your employees, and for your employees sometimes talking to you, because usually there are a lot of things related. But for me, the what you need to focus is on listening to them. Most of the time, as manager or as entrepreneur, you tend to talk all the time. You are usually selling to everyone, even to your employees, and that's good when you are recruiting, for instance. But if you have people in your team, then you have sell your company to them. They are working for you. They are helping you to grow your company. Then you need to start listening to them, not talking. And after listening, as I said before, you need to act. There are a lot of situations where when people from your team tells you something, a problem, a worry, or whatever, if you don't do nothing, then in a point in the future, they will stop talking to you. They will say, okay, why I'm losing my time or my energies explaining this kind of things to try to improve this working environment if nothing is improved at any time. So for me, those are the focus, listen and act after listening to improve your employee satisfaction, but also to show your team that you really care. Because sometimes you care, but you don't show it. So you need to constantly show your employees that they are important and that you are willing to do whatever it takes for them to be happy in your company.
Corti, I guess you will agree with me if I say that sometimes time at work flies. We are so overloaded that even if we would love to, we cannot find time to leave that work aside and focus on what our employees need. So Corti, on a daily basis, how can managers and team leaders make a balance between accomplishing their daily work and taking care of their employees?
This is a really hard matter because as you say, time is finite. You have only much less time that you will need to do your daily tasks. And usually, these kind of things like employee satisfaction, or if you are a big company, maybe you will have a team, but for a startup or for a small company, it's something you need to do in your daily basis, but you need to do your responsibilities plus this. So you don't have a team helping managers to do this kind of thing. So it's really hard. For me, part of the solution is to automate everything that's possible. This is something that goes with us at Product Hackers because we tend to automate marketing. We tend to do a lot of automation for our customers. So for us, having tools like Nailtate where you can automate all the communication with your team is something really powerful. It allows you like to be showing your team that you are being proactive because you are asking them every time, but you are really being reactive because, for instance, we tend to receive Nailtate notifications, and when we have feedback and when we see something weird in some of the question, answers to any questions, then we act, but we are not being proactive every day. So for me, that's the most important thing, having the tools that helps you to continually monitoring and have the communication with the team while you are doing some other things, but also having your face to face time from time to time to talk with your team. We do one to one meetings with our team, one per quarter, something like that, and that's a good point to see the face of your team, talk in a more personal way, and so on. You have also to balance automation and the face to face things you can do.
Along your speech, I can appreciate the importance of working on employee satisfaction, and it's true that working on our employee satisfaction is a day to day work. And as we said at the beginning, establishing the basis of employee satisfaction is key, but developing and sustaining the level of satisfaction is crucial. Because if at some point you disappoint your employees, you will have to kind of start from scratch. Corti, will you tell us about the do's and don'ts of working on our employee satisfaction?
Okay, for us, the do's are having a plan, at least, as I said before, worry on your employees and then have even a small plan, some kind of things you are going to do along the year to have this communication with your team, to receive their feedback and so on. For us, it's important, and we do it having systems and tools, as I said before, but also having quarterly reviews, face-to-face meetings, and so on. We have a small plan of several actions we are doing with every member of the team during the year, and also some other kind of things we are doing in teams. you can have a bigger or a shorter plan regarding your according to your needs and also your resources, but at least you need to have one. Also, like have a system. How are you going to measure your employee satisfaction? How are you going to ask from time to time? What's the procedure to act when something happens? And maybe I think that the first do is to take care of your employees. Regarding the don'ts, what you shouldn't do, or at least if you don't want to make things worse, is that you don't have to defend yourself and the company when one of your employees give you feedback. This is something that I being employee, I have seen in a lot of places, that you are giving feedback like, okay, we could improve this and so on. And your manager only gives you like the reasons why they are doing that or whatever. And you feel like you are attacking them and when you are trying to help your company. So don't defend yourself. Don't defend your company. Understand what your employees are saying. Don't take it personal because it's not personal. And try to understand if there is something more important behind the words of your employees. Also, as I said before, don't talk more than listen, or don't ask your employees more than you give them. A lot of times you are asking your employees a lot of things. Okay, you need to finish this work before Friday. Okay, you need to spend more time on that. Okay, you need to whatever. And you are asking all the time things to your employees and you are not giving anything to them. I think it's always better for employee satisfaction giving more than asking. For instance, we are really flexible regarding starting hours, finishing hours. We don't control the time the people are working because we think that we have or we try to have the better people at every position. And if you bring exceptional people, then you need to rely on them. So we are trying not to ask them, and we are trying to give them all the tools they can need or expect to do their best work. And also, I think an important don't is don't delegate employee satisfaction in someone that has not the capacity for changing your company. This is an important thing. I've seen in companies where they have like a student working with them, like caring about some human resources topics and also doing some working on employee satisfaction. But when that student receives feedback or whatever, he or she needs to talk with other people in the company, discuss and so on. So you are not going to be able to change your company to increase your level of employee satisfaction. I think someone relevant in the company, someone with a position or a position that allows that person for changes the company, needs to be involved in employee satisfaction.
Corti, to conclude this episode on employee satisfaction, what would you say is the most important thing to have in mind when working on our employee satisfaction?
I think for me, it's really care about your employees. Yeah. I will say this like a lot of times, and I think I've said it in this interview a lot of times, but I really think employee satisfaction is like the result of worrying about your employees. It's the result of knowing that your employees are the most important thing on your company or are a vital asset in your company. If you think that your office is a more important asset than your employees, then you are not going to create a good employee satisfaction. If you think this, you really feel your employees are your assets, then everything comes after that. And it's much easier because there will be always a space for you to improve it, a space for the growth of employee satisfaction. But you will be on the road working towards it. I also think that is in important that if you are the founder of the company, of if you are a partner of the company, that you start thinking about, is this a place where I will work if I was not a partner of, or not the founder? Because sometimes you create a company and after a few years you can discover that you have created a workplace that you don't want to work on because you are founder, whatever, you are not in the day-to-day work environment you have created. So if you are creating a place where you wouldn't work, then you need to worry and need to change things. So start asking yourself that kind of questions and not trying to say that the problems are of your employees and they have a problem. No, you have the problem. You need to start understanding that you are in charge and you can change everything and you can create a better workplace for your employees and for yourself.
Corti, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation and also for sharing your best practice and insights on something that really makes a difference in a company, that is employee satisfaction.
Thank you, Laura. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Corti. That's it for this episode on employee satisfaction of Company Culture Matters by Native. Thank you so much to Corti for teaching us how to work on something as important as keeping our employees' satisfaction high. If you want to discover more about him, connect with him on LinkedIn and check his podcast channel, N.Digital, to keep learning from him on a wide range of matters. Also, if you want to listen to more best practices from experts on topics regarding company culture, check them out in nailted.com/podcasts. Product Hackers uses Nailted to work on their employee satisfaction. Nailted is the employee engagement platform for people and HR teams who want to deliver the best employee experience. If you want to know how Nailted can help your company improve their company culture and their employee satisfaction, check out nailted.com. I'm Laura Hernandez, your host, and this is Company Culture Matters by Nailted.